You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The NL West got really interesting for a few reasons. One, the consistent reason is that the Giants are having a great season, and that's what we will spend most of our time talking about. But also, the Giants' chances kind of look really good now, given what's happening in Los Angeles. So, okay, I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Chris Haft. And Chris, let's get started on, first of all, just some Giants news. First of all, they're 49-31 as we're recording this. They are comfortably in first place, even with a couple of losses, very strange losses recently. But I liked this story. So Madison Bumgarner is, when the Giants are playing in Oakland, he is going to be hitting for himself. They are not going to use a designated hitter. This will be the first time since 1976 that an NL team has allowed to, or that a team has started somebody else and not using the designated hitter. So obviously Madison Bumgarner likes to hit. Whose decision was this, Madison or Bruce Bochy's?
It's ultimately Bruce Bochy's, Allison, but Madison, of course, is wholeheartedly behind it. You know, he's the kind of guy who likes to get things done himself, and he likes to swing the bat, and so combination of those two, wanting to be, you know, he wants to be a complete player. He loves hitting. He's sturdy enough physically, so as to not hurt himself, at the plate. Literally hurt himself physically. He can handle himself up there, and so he's going to take his cuts.
Yeah, I mean, it should be noted he has a 175 batting average, which is not as good as a lot of other batting averages by National League pitchers. He does have 13 career home runs, so I guess this is. Are there any? What do you think? Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
I mean, why baby these guys? I mean, some guys can't handle it, but Madison, I think a lot of us have seen the that commercial he did where he chops down the tree, using the same stroke he uses as a right-handed batter. So. Again, he's a big, sturdy guy. If anybody can handle it, it's him.
Yeah, I just you just wonder if there's a disadvantage just from a winning standpoint. But okay, I'll let this.
Well, what I don't think is if they were to have I don't think he should participate in the home run derby, and I don't think in the pitcher's home run derby kind of makes no sense. I think something like that he should kind of abstain from, because you really could, pull an oblique or something like that, trying to hit for, distance, 20, 30 straight swings. That might not be real wise.
Yeah, what's the latest on that? I've kind of fallen out of that, following along with that story. Is there going to be something?
Yeah, I think it's still alive, and it'll be something that probably gets raised again about this time next week when they pick the All-Star teams, but right now it's kind of dormant.
Okay, I'm with you. I hope it stays that way.
Thankfully, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's gimmicky, and there's so much risk involved, and I don't think it's not like they're trying to. It's not like they desperately need something to get people excited about that day. And
sure.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a good idea. Okay, so Joe Panic. This kind of alarmed me. I'm very sensitive to the whole concussion thing. I like what baseball has done and being more cognizant of making sure that they're paying attention to stuff. So it seemed like he was experiencing some symptoms, right? I mean, he went on the concussion list, but he was showing some sort of residual effects from an incident from days earlier, right?
Well, not the only effect he was showing was an increase in his batting average. That's what was odd. Joe had a great road trip. He was, swinging well, and they came back too, and it's funny, I talked to him minutes before they announced that he was, that they were checking him again because, or that he had been scratched because of concussion symptoms. I was talking to him about a feature I wanted to work on, and he was on his way out to batting practice. He had his cap on, he had his bat, and he had his glove. And so I'm wondering what happened. Did he start having did the symptoms recur as he was walking from the clubhouse to the bench, to the dugout or whatever? my gosh, I mean, this stuff just, this stuff is insidious. So, you know, and it's, it was kind of interesting that Bruce, in telling us, in while informing us that Joe had been scratched, Bruce Bochy, a Giants manager, seemed really shaken up. And not like I had seen him, you know, certainly out of sorts he was. And, you know, so I think it definitely bothered him that, you know, Joe had been stricken like this. So, well, you know, hopefully he takes the 7 days and rests and collects everything and will be back, you know, better than ever when he returns.
Yeah, it is really scary when you're talking about that stuff. Especially like you said, it wasn't like it was affecting his play. It was obviously affecting something just in his daily life, which is just really, really scary. Okay, so who replaces him? And I guess that'll be a temporary thing, but who's going to play in his place?
Well, that's a heck of a question, Allison, because last night Ramiro Pena got hurt, his replacement. And so what are they going to do now? That'll be news for today. News for a couple hours from now when they report to Oakland.
So yeah, I mean, I guess that's it would be a temporary thing. So it's not like they have to make some kind of desperation move. They just need to find somebody who can hold down a position for a week, right?
Yeah, you know, in a pinch. Although I don't know how good he'd be. Trevor Brown, the reserve catcher, could play second base, but you know they have a few middle infielders at AAA they could call upon. So. You know, I don't think they would call up Christian Arroyo, their top prospect, just to play second base for a few days. You know, they don't want to get his. I know they don't want to get his service time clock, clicking yet. But I know a lot of fans will be calling for him, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, a little baffling that they dropped two games in Oakland. Dropped two games at AT&T Park against the A's. I wasn't expecting that outcome.
You know what? I was expecting it. Even though the numbers don't say so, it just seems like they just don't play well against the A's. I don't know if it's because the A's view that as their own little personal World Series to beat the bigger team from more decorated team from a bigger city in their home park and all that. And but they also play the Giants pretty tough, of course, at home. So it's just, I think it's a bigger deal for you. Not that the Giants don't care. I think they do care, obviously. But I think it's a real big deal for the A's to beat the Giants.
Yeah, no, I know that there's a lot of like competitive juices that come from the A's side, not so much the Giants, but the A's. Really, they feel like, I guess they sort of feel like they don't get any attention paid to them, right? And in the Bay Area, where the Giants have such a stronghold on the area, I can imagine the A's probably don't like that a whole lot, right?
They probably don't. I've never talked to anybody who outwardly expresses resentfulness or anything like that. So, I mean, that's nice. But I remember this ad campaign, I think, hatched a bit about... Well, a little more than 15 years ago, or maybe about 15 years ago, it was these billboards would say, "While they were building a ballpark, we were building a team." And
you know, wow!
So that's nice, but I don't want my bias to come through. But who's won 3 world championships since then, and who hasn't? So
exactly. Yes, that matters. Oh, and okay, the last thing I want to ask you is about obviously you're not going to get a whole lot out of like the Giants if you ask them, hey, what do you think about Clayton Kershaw going on the DL? But, you know, from a reporter standpoint, I mean, you obviously know the fact that every year it comes down to the Dodgers and the Giants. The Giants are having a very good season. The Dodgers have a disastrous rotation. Taking Clayton Kershaw out of that equation, I mean, it has to resonate among the Giants, like thinking,
I'm sure it resonates, and I don't want to make them sound like they're nobler than thou or just totally, you know, they walk around with halos above their heads, but I think they'd rather beat the Dodgers. I know they would rather beat the Dodgers, you know, with Kershaw functioning every 5 days fully, you know, than this. You know, they would hear the news about Clayton Kershaw and think, gee, what if that happened? How lucky are we that this doesn't happen to Madison Bumgarner or Johnny Cueto or somebody like that? You know, Yeah, they look at it as an. I'm sure they look at it as an added edge, but at the same time, again, you know, they'd rather beat a team at any club would rather beat a team at full strength. So, I don't think they're going to send them any get well cards. Don't get me wrong, but you know, it's you know, it's a common refrain you hear when a team suffers an injury like or when a team suffers a loss like this due to injury is, you know, nobody's going to cry for us. You know, the Dodgers know that, and the, you know, it'll happen to the Giants. I mean, it's happening right now with Panic and Hunter Pence out. I mean, Joe's only out, you know, hopefully for only a week, but Hunter Pence is, by the time he returns, he'll have missed 2 months. And that's an everyday player. You know, and again, nobody cried for the Giants when that happened, and they actually, you know, surged without Hunter Pence. So, they just have to make do. I mean, no, I don't feel that sorry for the Dodgers, especially when I watch that kid, you know, Urias throw. My gosh, he's right. Electrifying.
Yeah, he is a huge part of their future. But, okay, Chris, thank you. That was a great talk. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.